Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, we have a tremendous simcha. We are beginning Maseches Shkalim. That is our fifth Masech, the Bli Ayin Hara, together. It is the 444th Daf in Shas. Of course, Shkalim is an exception to the rule of the Daf Yomi because this is Yerushalmi. Shalmi is different. The language is different. Shkalim is not an easy Masechta. Our primary mefarish that we will be using will be the Korban Ha'eda. And let's Be'ezer Hashem begin Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Shkalim. That's going to be discussing particularly the month of Adar and special Tikkunim. The first and foremost, which is the focus of the Masechta, is the donation of the Shkalim that were used for the Beis HaMikdash that was given to the Trumas Halishka, and Karbanos Tzibur were bought with those Shkalim. Our mission will discuss other things that were done in Chodesh Adar as well. Our Gemara will describe why it was that the shekel was given on Rosh Chodesh Adar. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara will darshim psukim in regards to the shekel. And finally, then, it will talk about, of course, the special and unique holiday of Purim at the end of the Amud. Be'echad ba'adar mashmi'in al hashkolim, says the mission, on the first of Adar they would announce the requirement for everybody to bring the shkalim. The Gemara will explain why. Vala klayim, they would also warn people that their seed should not grow too far to come close to the vineyards because of klayim. Ubechamisha asabayan, on the 15th Kareinus HaMegillah, they would read the Megillah. Bikrachim, in the cities that were walled from the time Yeshua ben Nun. Umesaknin asadrachim, and they would fix the roads, the ways. Ves Rechovos is the road. Ves Mikvas HaMayim, according to the Karbon Eda, they would clean out the Mikvaos from lime and other Chatzitas, and they would add water if necessary, if the water had diminished. The reason that they would fix the roads is because they were now getting ready for the Ole Regalim, that during the winter some of the roads might have been damaged in storms. Ice and cold sarke rabim, and then they take care of all the needs of the public. Umitzainin es hakvaros, they would also point out where there were kvaros, so the kohanim would not be ma'il, will not walk over them. V'yotzin afal aklayim, they would also go out to check to make sure the people were listening about the warnings about the klayim. Says the Yerushalmi, V'loma be'echa ba'adar, why on the first of Adar they call out for the shkalim? K'dei she'yaviu Yisrael eshiklehem bo'nasan, that people should bring the shekel in the appropriate time. B'titareim trumas halishka menechadosha bizmana be'echad b'nisan, so that already the karbanos from the first of Nisan should be brought from the new shkalim. So they have a month to be able to bring it. Umar Rebbe Yishmol bar Rebbe Yitzchak, and Ma'ar Rebbe Yishmol bar Yitzchak taught, trumas halishka, they would already clean out the lishka and put the new shkalim inside. Kitchilas, in the beginning, the sivayi bechodesh harisha mashana sheinis bechalachodesh hukam mishkan. So since that was when they had begun the mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the midbar, v'tani alan, we learned biyom shuka mishkan bo biyom nitra mahatruma, the truma was given, so that from that day we start with the new trumas. Itevi Rebbe Yoshia b'shem Kan and Nemar, they gave a different makar. Nemar Kan, it says in regards to the Karban Tamid, Chodshai, the full pasuk is Zoysas Chodesh Bechodshai Lechodshai Hashanah. It says Chodshai Hashanah. V'nemar Lahalon Chodshai, and it says in regards to Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh Hazel Lechem, Rosh Chodosh Mishan Hu Lechem, Lechodshai Hashanah. Ma Chodshai Shenemar Lahalon Ein Monin Elaminisan. Just like when it comes to in Shmais, HaChodesh Hazel Lechem is talking to Nisan. So too, when it's talking about the money for the carbon tamid, ein monin ela minisan. We only start calculating from Nisan. The Gemara continues, Yerushalmi continues, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Shavik Revi Tavi Roisha de Mas Nisa, Va'amar Seifa. He said over the Makar, only quoting the last part of the Brisa, and he didn't quote the beginning. Dalkan, according to the Karbon Eda, that means that it is poor over here. It's not correct to remove it, kahada, from the way that it was originally learned. Ditani, how was it originally learned? Zos olas chodesh bechodsho. In regards to the carbon rosh chodesh, Chazal Darshan, in the Gemara Megillah on Chavtes Amebeis, that if it's a new month, then you bring from a truma chadasha. Yachol yeitarim b'kol chodesh v'chodesh. I might think that means that every month there should be a truma chadasha and not just Rosh Chodesh Adar. Tamil Omar, b'chodesho l'chodshe hashana. And Chazal understand, b'chodesh echad hu torim l'chol chodshe hashana. For one chodesh, you have Klal Yisrael bring for the entire year. Yachol be'ezah chodesh year. It's I might think any month you want. Nemer kan chodshe, v'nemer la'alon chodshe. So it's the end that we had learned above. And that is just like it says by the Karbin Rosh Chodesh Zosalash Chodesh Bechodesh Lechodeshe Hashana. And it says by Achodesh Hazad Lechem Rishanu Lechem Lechodeshe Hashana Nemer Kan Chodeshe Nemer La'alon Chodeshe Ma Chodeshe Shenemer La'alon Ein Moin Nelemi Nisan, that you start the year from Nisan Af Chodesh Chodeshe Hashana Mer Kan Ein Moin Elemi Nisan. So too, it starts from Nisan. The Mishnah used the expression on the first of Adar, Mashmiyin. Asks the Gemara, "My Mashmiyin, what does it mean to make here?" Rav Huna Amar Machrizin, they would make announcement that it's time to bring the Shkalim. Heich Ma Da'at Amar, as it says in Divrei Yom Beis, Vayitnu Kol B'Yehuda U'B'Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara deals with what happens if it's a Shana Mu'Beres. Taman Tanina, over there we learned in the Mishnayis in Megillah, in the first parak, that there is no difference between the first month of Adar and the second month, except for Mikra Megillah Matanas Levyonim that are done in the second month. And if you would do it in the first month, then you wouldn't be Yotze. But all other things can be done in the first month. Rabbi Simon Ber Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Av Shimua Shkolim Uklayim Beinehem. Included amongst the things that are done in the second month specifically, if you do it in the first month, it's not appropriate, is the announcement for the Shkalim and the Klaim. Rabbi Chelbov Rav Huna Berav, B'Shem Rabbi Chia, Rabba, HaKol Yotzim B'Yudalit Shuzman Kriyasa, that everybody goes out on the 14th, everybody is Yotze, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, on the 14th, Shuzman Kriyasa. Even the Bnei HaKrochim, this is a tremendous chiddush. According to some, this is why it is excised from the Gemara. The Gemara immediately goes back to the previous teachings of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Yosef v'Yos, and what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said is nice. They go out ba'adar sheni. Klum amru mashmin al hashkalim, because the entire reason it was said to announce the Shalom, lo kadesh yavi Yisrael ha-shikleim bo nasan. Is it not so that they should bring it in the appropriate time? In Adar Rishon, if they're going to bring it in Adar Rishon, Ad Kedoyin Is Bishato Shitin Yomin. You already have 60 days before the year begins, and there's no reason to be that early when it comes to bringing the Shkalim, as well as Kloma Amru. The reason they go out for the Klayim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yotz Nafal Klayim, Lo Kedeshu Hatzmachim Nikarim, in order for them to see how things are growing and to announce that, be careful for this land that's growing that close to the vineyard, etc. Imam at Badarishon, at Kedon, Inon Dikikin. If they're going to go in Adarishon, in such a case, it's not clear. They're still dak, they're still thin, and it's not clear if they're coming close to Klayim at all. Rabbi Chizki Ashal, Me'ata, Rabbi Chizki asked from here, Bnei Bavel, Mashmin al Ashkalim, Meirosho Shel Choref. Maybe the Bnei Bavel should already announce the Shkalim from the beginning of the winter. Lo Kedei, in order that they should be, shouldn't be done, in order that they should bring Sheyavi Yisrael Sheklein Bo Nasan, that the Shkalim from Bavel should come in their appropriate time. It's going to take more time for it to make its way to Eretz Yisrael. V'titarim Trumas Alishka Min Achadosha Bizmana Becha B'Nisan, and their donation should reach the Lishka on the first of Nisan. Hasiv Rabbi Ola, but Rabbi Ola asked to Kasha this Kamei Rabbi Mana, in front of Rabbi Mana. V'hata Ninan, but didn't we learn? B'shleisha Prakim B'shana, Tarmines HaLishka. It says later on in the beginning of the third parak, there are three times a year that they would bring the Truma and clear them out for the use for Karbanos. The Prosa Pesach, the 15th of Nisan on Pesach, but Prosa Atzeres, at the time of Atzeres of Shavuos, here it means 15 days before Shavuos and 15 days before Pesach. I'm sorry, so the 15th of Nisan and the 1st of Nisan before Pesach. But Prosa Chag, 15 days before Sukkos. And why did it come about that they would be bringing at three different times? For the following reason. Elu dekrivim, those who are close, beprosa Pesach, they would end up bringing the shkolim for Pesach time. Elu derechokim, those who are far, beprosa atzeres, they would come Shavuos time. Vilu derechokim, minhon, and the ones who are really far, beprosa chag, but before Sukkot. So they weren't makdim the announcement for the Bnei Bavel. Rather, it just came in later, and it worked out fine, because now they had money for coming in for Sukkot. Amarle, Rabbi Mana respond to Rabbi Chizkia, no. Kula ka'achasi, but it all came in once. V'lam amra b'shosha prakim. And why then does it say three times? K'dei lasos pambi l'davar. In order that it should be a public and exciting thing, that they used the money also from the rechokim as well. K'dei lasos pambi l'davar. The Gemara continues two lines from the top on Beis Amar Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, Parpazi b'shem Rebbe, hey nikra, v'lo nibos. How can you read these psukim and not be afraid and not shudder? Litova, to shudder in a good way, where Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to bring to the Mishkan and call Nidiv Lev. The ones that answered when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for the Mishkan was only those who were of giving of heart. L'ra, but yet when it came to Ega Azov, Ispark'u Kolam, all of Klal Yisrael took off their jewelry. In other words, we shudder from the idea that all Klal Yisrael contributed to Aver, but not for the mitzvah. Another example, Litova, Vayotze Moshe Es Ha'am. Moshe took out Klal Yisrael towards Kabbalah HaTorah, and he had to take them out. L'ra, Vatikru V'nalai Kulchem. And yet, when it came to bad things, immediately all of you came on your own to meet the complaint. L'tova, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, and came to Shiras Hayam, Moshe started, and then all Bnei Yisrael. L'ra, Fatisa Kol Ha'eda, all the camp, when it came to the Meraglim, raised their voice, and they cried. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, most have the gears actually, Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Achein Hishkimu Hishchisu, the Pasuk says in Tzfanya, Amarti af achtiri oisi tichi musar achen ishkimu vishchisu kol alilasam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu points out and take a look at all the destruction of the goyim around them. However, what happens is that ultimately they get up early in the morning and they're mashchis. Not only are they mashchis, they do it early in the morning. Ukol ashchasa shayoisim ashkam al yosinosa, that they would already be corrupt in the morning. Now the Gemara has a machlokas whether shkalim was an act of goodness of Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, ein at yochol lamod al ofya shel umazu. It's hard to know the ofi, the character of our nation. Nitboin egel v'nosnin. Nitboin lamishkan v'nosnin. They were asked for money for the egel and they gave. And they were asked for the mishkan, they also gave. Tanar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, cha hadom asnisa. Rabbi Yossi learned Vasisa Kaporis Zahav Tahar, that the Kaporis on the Aron is made of Zav Tar. Yavo Zav, HaKaporis V'chaper Al Zav Shel HaEgel, that they gave particularly here, not because they always gave Bein L'Rabbi L'Tov, but rather to be Mechaper on the Egel. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Sholosh Trumas Nemar Parshas Zos. It says three times in Parshas Kisisa, by the Parshas Hashkolim, the expression of truma, v'yichuli truma. And therefore, it means to tell us three things. Number one, trumas adonim, that the truma machzis hashekel was used for the adonim, and that is the base of the kerushim, the boards that surrounded the Mishkan. Usrumas shkalim, as we've been discussing up until now, that the money was used to buy karbanos. Usrumas hamishkan, that it was also used for other needs of the Mishkan, for gold and silver and other things. That's referring to the Adonim. It's referring to the Shkolim. They would use whatever needed in the Mishkan at that particular time from the Trumas HaMishkan. Trumas Shkolim LeKarbon, Mashiyirtzu Yasu. everybody gave it for the das that whatever they want to do in the Mishkan, they would use it, and therefore they would all have a chelik in all of the Trumas HaMishkan. Similarly, Trumas Shkalim, the Karban Mashir to Yasu, that whatever they want, they could use for it. And therefore, if it's a particular money that was used, since it was entirely given over to the Gizbar, everybody in Klal Yisrael has a chelik in it. Trumas Shkalim, the Karban Mashir to Yasu, Kedei Sheyad, Kulan Shava, that everybody should be included in this. We learned Trumas Adonim LaAdonim, that the Truma of the Adonim, which was a separate Truma, here we say Ha'asher lo yarbev adal lo yamit. Vam Rabbi Yovin af parsha azos nemar b'sholosh trumas. It also says makes reference to three different trumas because it says machzis hashekel truma Hashem. It says Hashem three times. Yitain trumas Hashem a second time. Vasei says trumas Hashem a third time. We learned in our Mishnah b'tesvav boy karinas haMegillah b'krachim that on the 15th they would read the Megillah in the walled cities. Analyzes the Gemara loychein amar Rabbi Chalma. Rabbi Huna, in other words, Rabbi Chalma, the name of Rabbi Huna, Rab, Shem Rabbi Chia Rabba, Hakol Yotzin, Biyomar Ba'asar, Shuzman Kriyasa. Everybody could be Yotze on the 14th. So we have a stira. On the one hand, we learned that Rabbi Chalbo says that you could be Yotze on the 14th, even if you're from the walled city. Yet our Mishnah seemed to say only on the 15th. The Gemara answers, Loi Ba'el Lamdacha. Our Mishnah is not disagreeing that even the Bei Krachim could be Yotze on the 14th as well. You remember we had a discussion of the Girsa in the previous Gemara, whether we say that also on Amud Aleph, but here we say it Beferish. Shekol HaMitzvahs HaNoagos Ba'Adar Sheni, Einon Noagos Ba'Adar Rishon. It's just coming to tell us that these mitzvahs, you cannot be Yotze Ba'Adar Rishon and only Ba'Adar Sheni. But we shouldn't infer that you won't be Yotze if you're from a walled city if you hear it on the 14th. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha havin yosvin. Yossi and Rabbi Acha were sitting and they began to judge with what Rabbi Chelbo had said, that everybody's Yotze on the 14th. Am Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Acha, lo mistabra elo lisha avar. Avo lichbo lo. That this halacha was only said in regards to if bidieved, the 15th has already passed, so then in such a case we'll say that he was Yotze on the 14th. But lichatchila, he should definitely hear it on the 15th. Asks the Gemara, v'atani makom shenagu l'kros ha-shnei yom, koros ha-shnei yomim. In a city like Tveria, which is a suffix, you read it 2 days, which is mashma, that on the 15th, it's a real suffix. Now, some of Farshim explained that what's suggested in the interim is that Rev Acha had disagreed with Rabbi Yosa, and he had said, no, that even Lechatchila one could be Yotze on the 15th. To which then, if it was on the 15th, people from the 15th, it was read on the 14th. To which then the Gemara asks, but in Tveria, they would read on both days because it was a suffix. Now, what type of suffix is it if Lechatchila, even in the walled cities, you could read on the 14th as well? Amale, Ofano, Savar Kain. I as well agree with your words. However, I was just explaining the shita of Rabbi Chelbo. Amar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana was miyashev Rabbi Chelbo's shita. V'yos. He says Rabbi Chelbo's shita is okay. That you could be yotze on the 14th. I, the Braisa. Ilu mishakarya barba asar. If after they read the Megillah on the 14th, chozev ekarya b'chamish asar, shema ein shominlo. Will we not listen to somebody who wants to do it on the 14th or 15th, even though they were Yotze? Imat Omer Kain, because if you would say that they shouldn't read it, Nimtzeis Okers Man Krochim Biyodecha, you will uproot the whole custom of reading on the 15th as well, and people will forget that they could also read on the 15th as well. Ezer Hashem, we will conclude our daf over here, and tomorrow we will pick up 8 lines from the bottom on daf Beis in Masechet Shkolim.